the beginning of the Agada, we have a section which says, "Ma'aser Rebbeleizer, Rebbe Shur, Rebbeleizer ben Azariah, Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Tarfin, Shai Mesubim b'Vnei Brak." These five Tanoim were sitting together in B'nai Brak. Most learned it was the night of the Seder. Not all learned it was then. And the entire night they were discussing the Yitzias Mitzrayim. Until they were so involved and so engrossed in their learning that they had to be stopped by the Talmidim in the morning to say Shema. Now the simple pshat and how this comes into the order of the Haggadah is because the Baal Haggadah told us right before this, and afilu kolana chachamim, kolana nevoinim, kolana zikainim, kolana yom demesatayra, it's still a mitzvah l'saber z'vizim Mitzrayim, v'cholam marab l'saber harezim meshubach. Following that, as you see, these were chachamim, nevoinim, zikainim, and yet you see that they stretched out speaking about z'vizim Mitzrayim the entire night. That's the simple pshat. But several others say the pshat is that here, the chiddush of these five chachamim was that really they didn't have the same obligation to speak about Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because all of them had had a good excuse why they didn't have to speak about Sibri Mitzrayim. Why not? So, because Rabbi Akiva came from a mishpacha of Gerim, he came from a family of converts, so his family wasn't in the Shibri Mitzrayim. And then Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Tarfon were Kohanim. You know where the Gemara is for that? Where the Kohanim? All right, scattered all over the place. Psachim, Yevamis, Kedushim. Rabbi Yeshua was a Levi. That's from the Gemara in Erechin and Bam Metzia. And the Medrash says that Sheva Levi would not nishtabdu by Mitzrayim. So Sheva Levi didn't have were not under the bondage of Mitzrayim. So really, for these Tanoim, Kohanim and Levim, they didn't have to really go through the Sol Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim Avod Amino Far Mitzrayim Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu. But yet, that's the Chiddush. V'chol HaMasab HaMar B'Lasab Yisrael Mitzrayim. V'chol includes even those who really didn't have to. That's the Chiddush over here. And that's brought from several different Mepharshim. So that's true. The Medrash does say, the Medrash on the Pasuk in Parashat Shemos, Perikei Pasuk Dalet, when Moshe and Aaron come to Paroi, right in the beginning of Perikei, Va'achar bo Moshe v'Aaron v'yimer al Paroi, Koy Amar Hashem alekei Yisrael, Shalach es Ami v'yachoy gluba minbar. They came to Paroi and they said, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, send out Bnei Yisrael. Says Paroi in Pasuk Dalet, V'yimer alei melech Mitzrayim, Loma Moshe v'Aaron tafru es Ami ma'asav. What are they interrupting? What are they disturbing? They're disrupting the work over here. L'chu l'sivleisechem. Go back to your sivleisechem. What does go back to your work mean? So here the Medrash says, Amri Yeshua ben Levi, Shivtei shalevi panu hoya me'avedes perach. They were free from this hard labor. Because you don't have any work. So he says, you're batlonim, you're not doing anything. Therefore you're saying, you know, let's go. You're not occupied enough with your time. Therefore, l'chulus of leis eichem, he says, go back to your work. Some say now go back to the work that even Yisrael has to do. But simply means go back and do whatever you were doing and don't disrupt the rest of Bnei Yisrael from working. So here clearly the Medrash says that Shiftei Shalevi were not in the Avodas Perach of Mitzrayim. How did they get out of it? So here we have various opinions in the Rishonim how Shevet Levi got out of having to work in Mitzrayim. The Dasakenim on this Pasuk in Perakei Pasuk Dalet, Lechulus of Leisechem, he quotes this Medrash. And then he says, you know why they got out of it? Because the Gemara in Sota, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Beis, says two pshatim in the word perach. Really, there's two psukim, one following the next. In Perak Aleph, Pasuk, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet. First Pasuk says, Vayavidu Mitzrayim es Bnei Yisrael, beforach. That Mitzrayim made Klal Yisrael work, beparach. Then they made their lives bitter, very hard labor. So here we have two times beforech. So the Gemara says one beforech is going from the lashon of pricha, something that breaks down, is they gave him back breaking labor, and Rashi and Chumash says that's the pshat in avodas perach. The other pshat the Gemara says is from the word perach, a soft tongue. In other words, a smooth tongue, and Rashi and the Gemara explains that moshchum bedvarim. In other words, that Parai first talked them into working, talked Bnei Israel into working. He says, come, I'll pay you, it'll be very good for you to work with us, work for us, and you'll get paid nicely, and therefore all of Bnei Israel fell for this, and they went in until the pay got less, the work got harder, and that's how he was able to get them to be Avodim to him. Says the Baalei Tosfos, that when this deal was first offered to Bnei Yisrael, that you can come work for Parai and get paid for it, Amru Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi said, Asidim anu la'avid avodas ma'aser shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that we are destined to carry the Mishkan v'kelev for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Cholila shlei na'avid shum avodah l'rosh hazeh. B'shum schar she'itin lanu. No matter what he's going to pay us, we are not sort of dirtying our hands with working for Parai, this Russia, because we have a much greater calling in life. We're going to be serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, working for Him. It's going to be physical labor. But we're going to work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know it's not our part to work for Parai. And therefore they gave an excuse. V'anu alevim v'anu kulam she'enam v'anu kulam enam yoidim lasis levenim. We probably don't know how to do this work. You know, it's not for us, therefore we can't take you up on your offer of getting paid for the work. We don't know how to do it. They played dumb, and therefore they never were able to. So that's what the Baalei Tosfos say. Baalei Tosfos said that really, how did Shevet Levi get out of being nishtabdu ba'avodim Mitzrayim? Because they had the foresight, and they understood that they had a greater calling, and really all of Klal Yisrael could have said that, right? From here, the words of the Rambam in the end of Shemitah V'Yevil come into play. Shevet Levi Bilvad. Anybody really could have done it. Here, Bnei Yisrael, it was a Nisayin they were put up to. And Shevet Levi says, we have a greater calling. We can work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not working for Parai. And from that day on, for the next couple of hundreds of years, they were not into the servitude of Parai. The Chizkuni says a similar pshat. That when the Gemara Darshan's Beperach is Beperach, and Parai tried to get him into working, they too said, Shivta Shalevi remembered Mashetzivi Yaakov Bishas Betirosa Shalayisu Levi, Vishazalos says Arana Kodesh, Belerosel Shabbat Atzmai, and they said, no thank you, and they didn't take up Parai in his offer. So that's the pshat. He gives a second shot that Avram gave all of his Torah to Yitzchak. Yitzchak gave all of his Torah to Yaakov, and Yaakov gave all of his Torah to Levi. The Levi v'Zara yeshivu yeshivas b'Mitzrayim. They set up the yeshivas in Mitzrayim, and therefore Levish lo'yehi yedim shum malach of aleinusuba. All they did in Mitzrayim, when they came down to Mitzrayim, all they did was learning yeshiva. They weren't balabatim even before the shibud started. When the Shvatim died, and therefore they had no shaykhs to working for Parai, and therefore they were saved. This is what the Rishayim Tosfos, the Chizkuni, that's how they explain this medrash. Rashi brings the same medrash, and interestingly, he brings a raya to the medrash. On his own, he brings a raya. The medrash doesn't bring a raya. The medrash just says l'chulas of leiseichem means. Go back to your own work. In other words, just get away from me, Parai says, and go back to do the work you have in your house. That's Rashi's quote of the Medrash. What's Rashi's Raya? That you see that Shevet Levi would not nishtabu Mitzrayim? Says Rashi v'teidelecha, Sharei Moshe v'Aaron yoytzim u'boim shalei v'rishus. they came into Pare. It's throughout the end of Shemais, Vaira, Bai, they're back and forth going into Mitzrayim. If they had to work as slaves, so how do they have the right to just come into the palace whenever they wanted? So it's Rashi from here's a raya that Shevet Levi were not nishtabdu in Mitzrayim. Fine. Now the Ramban says about Rashi's raya, Imi Shemha lo yirya. There's no raya. It's no raya. He says, first of all, lechuzlus of leisechem doesn't have to mean go back to your work in your house, but it could mean go back to the work of Avedas HaMelech. Shehayu mechlal ha'om, they too were mishubed in Mitzrayim. How were they able to go in? So he said, because they went in the first time im kol ha'om, which some understand with the Shivim Zakenim, and the first time they asked Pari, let us leave Mitzrayim, and Pari said no. V'leishama aleihem v'tziva oisem shuvu kulchem ala avodah. He said, all of you go back to work, and all of you of Shevet Levi have to go work. But then Moshe and Aaron came back into Pari, sort of they had a chutzpah to come back to Pari, and Pari says, tnu lochem moifes, let's see what you can do. And once they did that trick with the stick and the snake, then Pari had a newfound respect for them. Pari says, aha, I see you're like chachamim, you're chatumim, you all give respect, you all give special permission. So therefore, may eis haichelu v'na bem kavod. So he gave special kavod to Moshe v'Ari. So says the Ramban, there's no raya that the fact that the Moshe and Aaron came in, you see that Shevet Levi and the entirety were not Mishubat and Mitzrayim. It was just Moshe and Aaron. Why? Because they proved themselves as being special people, and therefore they even respect from Pari. But the rest of Shevet Levi, could very well be that they were just as Klal Yisrael Mishubat and Mitzrayim. Ramban says another pshat, it could be that when it says that Bnei Yisrael Mishubat and Mitzrayim, not everyone in Klal Yisrael every day, he says it's impossible. He says if all of Klal Yisrael had to come into the greater metropolis of Mitzrayim and do work, he says they would fill up, there would be no room to move. Right? There were millions of Bnei Yisrael. So he says, therefore what it was there was a draft that a certain amount of people had to come every day, and the days that Moshe and Aaron and Shevet Levi didn't have to work, so those days they were free and they could do whatever they want, and then they went to the palace and they petitioned, they came to the White House and they petitioned for Klal Yisrael to leave. So according to these pshatim in the Ramban, he disagrees with Rashi's pshat, and that Moshe and Aaron were able to come freely, and they says that either the pshat is since they proved that they were sorcerers, or there was the days they didn't have to work, therefore they're able to come into Pari. And there's no raya, which according to this pshat, really, Shevet Levi or Meshubim Mitzrayim. And according to that, these Tanoim had to say, Avodim Ayinu L'Far Mitzrayim, just as everybody else. In the end, the Ramban then brings Rashi's pshat based on the Medrash, and he says, V'nochainu, yeah, the truth is, that's the right pshat, that Shevet Levi did not have to serve. But he gives a third pshat why Shevet Levi did not have to serve. Not that they got out of it, not that they didn't buy into it the first time, but he says that really it was Pari's doing himself. Uminig b'chol am liyos lahem chachamim meirei tairasim. In every nation, there's always a select group that don't have to work, and they're the chachamim, and they're the ones who are the advisors, they're the chachamim, the chachme of that om, and the meirei hara of that om. V'lachein hiniach lem parei Shevet Levi shoyu chachameim v'zikneim. It was already like the Chizkuni said, Avram gave to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, to Levi, and Shevet Levi, we know they were the chachamim, the meirei terasim, and the Meila Parei said, you know what, listen, every nation has that. Your nation is no different, and therefore all of Shevet Levi were exempt from work for Pari himself. Not that they got out of it, and not that anybody else could have gotten out of it, like Tosfos said, but according to the Ramban, Shevet Levi were given a special dispensation, they didn't have to work. That's what the Ramban says. So it comes out that Tosfos, the Chizkuni, the Ramban agreeing with this pshat, and Rashi all say that really Shevet Levi were not Mishubin Mitzrayim. And that's based on this medrash. And even though the Ramban took issue with the Rayas from Rashi, nonetheless he agrees with the final Pshat in Rashi. Oh, the problem with this Pshat is that a cousin of mine from Lakewood, Ramesha Siegel, he asked a very stark akash on this. Very strong question on this Rashi. It seemed like Rashi contradicts himself. And it's a Rashi that we're all familiar with. In Parshas Yisra. Where's the Rashi in Parshas Yisra? We passed Yisra, right? Okay. Right in the beginning of Yisra. Vayikach Yisra chosen Moshe es tzipeira eishes Moshe achash yilukel. Yisra is coming now to Klal Yisrael, to join Klal Yisrael, and Pasuk says that he brings Tzipeira, his daughter, and he brings his Shnei Bonel, the Eish Shnei Bonel. He brings Tzipeira, Achash Yiluchel, after he sent her back, the Eish Shnei Bonel and her two sons, Asher Shem Echad Gershayim, V'Shem Echad Eliezer, V'Ayova Yisra, Chaysin Meishu, Vana V'Ishtai, El Meishu El Amidbar. Says Rashi, Why were Tzipeira and Gershom and Eliezer in Midian? Why weren't they with Moshe? So Rashi says, because really, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe in Midian, Leishuv Mitzrayim, told him to go back to Mitzrayim, to go free Klal Yisrael, Vayikach Moshe's Ishtai Vezbona. He really took them. Originally he took them with him. And he met Aaron in the Midbar, Vayetzi, Aaron Lekrosai, Vayev Yishayim, Bahar Likim. He met him outside of Mitzrayim. Omar loy, mi hei malolu? Aaron says to Moshe, who are these people? I don't know them. I never met them before. Omar loy says, zui ishti. This is my wife. Meet your sister-in-law. Shana sasi b'midyan. I married a midyan. Vei lubonai. And these are my children. Omar loy, so Aaron says, ulaheichan ata melichan. Where are you bringing them? Omar loy, zila Mitzrayim. I'm coming to Mitzrayim. Omar loy, ala rishayinim anu mitzdarim. Viata bo lohisiv aleyim. We have enough trouble with the people, with the Jews in Mitzrayim, who are not under Pare's rule. You want to bring more people? You want to add more Jews to the problems? Omar lo, so Moshe says, oh, l'chila beis avich, you're right, go back to your house, he tells Tzipeira. Not l'shnei bonel, v'hol chaloi, takes her two children and goes back. Sfrechtzich tekashe, what do you mean? The part of Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi is not included in the Shibud. So they could have just roamed around freely. How did they know? How do you know you're part of Shevet Levi? I guess you have to have a special passport that you're from Shevet Levi. But anybody who's Shevet Levi didn't have to serve. So what's Aaron all worried about to bring Tzipeira and Shnei Bonel? Good question.
They're still confined.
Huh?
They're still not free to leave Mitzrayim. Nobody was allowed to leave Mitzrayim.
They weren't allowed to leave Mitzrayim. So that's what Aaron was worried about. Aaron was worried about you bringing them to Mitzrayim, they're not going to have a good life. And so in Midian, they're free to go wherever they want. In Mitzrayim, they may be confined to Goshen. Even though it seems that Moshe and Aaron were not confined to Goshen, right? Moshe and Aaron, according to Rashi, the reason why Moshe and Aaron were free to go about was because they're part of Shevet Levi. And therefore they can go wherever they want. So that's the kasha. So several achrayim ask this kasha, the contradiction in Rashi. The Sisei Chachamim here asks this kasha, and he gives one teretz, and the Maral gives a different teretz. Sisei Chachamim says that really Aaron was only concerned about Moshe's wife. Only about Tzipori was concerned. Because when we say Shevet Levi, were not nishtabdu Mitzrayim, that only meant the men. But who says there was an exemption for the women? And we know the women had to do hard labor just as the men. That's one pshat avodas perach. They switched the labor from men and women. So when Shevet Levi, and this you can understand, if you go with the Chizkuni's pshat, or you go with the Ramban's pshat, that they always had a select group of Meirei, the Chachmeyem, the Meirei Teirosam, so that was the men of the generation. And therefore, they were excused from work, but not the women necessarily. So really, he says the Sifzei Chachamim, and it's really Meduik when Rashi says, he only had a problem, Aaron, with Tzipira coming. And he says, Tzipira should go back. And that's what Rashi says. You should go back. Really, he was going to send her back. But she said, you know what? I'm taking my kids with me. Means on her own, she took them. Not necessarily they had to go back. That's what the Sifta Chacham says. Which means, according to that, even if you understand Shevet Levi didn't have to serve in Mitzrayim, says Sifta Chacham, that's only the men of Shevet Levi. The women of Shevet Levi did not have that that enjoyment of being free from work. The Maral asked this question also in Parshas Yisrael, and he says that what was he worried about? Why was Aaron worried about bringing Moshe's wife and children? Shevet Levi lo nishtabed, like the Medrash says, like all the Rishonim say, like Rashi says in Parshas Shemos. Says the Maral, Hayu yireyim neigzeiras kol habein hayiloi da yoyre tashlichu. True. Shevet Levi did not have to work in Mitzrayim. And as they were free from work, and if we understand what the way the Taisha said it, they said, listen, we don't know how to work with bricks and mortar. We don't know how to do that. We're just learning in yeshiva. So they are free from that. They're free from the Avodas Perach. And even the Medrash that says that Wapono Yehoyim Avodas Perach, that just means they didn't have to have this hard work and labor of building Pisa Men Ramses or working with Chaim Rul of Elvenim. But that doesn't mean they were free from all of the other wicked decrees of Parai. Not so. Says the Maral, and the Medrash says they were Sheikhid Bnei'em Kufnun Babeker Kufnun Ba'erev. Every day they slaughtered 150 children of Bnei Yisrael. 150 in the morning, 150 in the evening. That, says Maral, Shevet Levi were not exempt from. They were not free from that. What's the Maral's Raya? What's the Maral's Raya? The Maral's Raya is, you go back to the beginning of Shemais, Perek Aleph Pasichov Beis, Veitzav Pare Lechol Amay Leimor, Kol Abein Ailo Deyeret Ashlichu, V'chol Abbas Techayim. Now this Pasich, the Gemara says, what Rashi tells here in Chumash, really the Gemara says in Saita Yud Beis Amnal, there were three stages to the decree. At first, Pare says, I want to get rid of all Klal Yisrael. So he says, I'm going to kill all the men. And therefore he says, he instructed all the Meyaldos back in the beginning of Shemais, all the Meyaldos, says that when they are Reisin Allah of Noyim, in Bein Hu Vamitin Oisai. If it's a boy that's coming out, a Jewish boy, you kill him. And he left it up to the Meyaldos to do. And then Vatirena Meyaldos is like, Involoy, Osu Kashu Nibel Amel Mitzrayim, Atachay Anasei Olodim. And Pare said, I can't rely on them. I can't rely on them to kill the Jewish babies, the males. And therefore he said, now I have to instruct, as the Rashi and Seder says, he appointed policemen. Now I want the appointed officers in the hospitals to kill all the firstborn. That was a second decree. Then came a third decree, and that was when the astrologers saw, the Istagnine Pare saw, that today the Mashiach and Shal Yisrael is going to be born. So Pare sent out word, L'chol Amay, Veitzah Pare L'chol Amay Lamer. Kol Abein Ayilad Eretz Yisrael. Everybody, all Mitzrayim, Jews, because he didn't know if it was going to be a Jewish baby or a Mitzrayim baby. So he says everybody has to be killed that day. So if everybody's killed that day, including in that is even Moshe Rabbeinu's family. So you see, Amram, who was a Levi, yet was still in this gzeira of Kol Abein Ayilad Eretz Yisrael. That's why Amram divorced his wife. He says, Lashavonu Amelim, why are we doing this? Our babies are being killed too. So Zok the Maral over here, yes, it's true, maybe Shevet Levi didn't have to do it by this Perach. And that way they were free from the work of Parai. But the Gzeira of Parai, that they killed babies every day, Shevet Levi was not free from that either. So according to that, even though this Gzeira didn't seem, from Rashi and Said, doesn't seem that it lasted too long. Because once Moshe Rabbeinu was born, and then he was put into the Nile, it seems like that gzeira of killing everybody, even Mitzrayim, stopped. The Shaila went for 3 months. One Medrash says it went for 9 months, but not more than that. When Moshe Rabbeinu came back to Mitzrayim, how old was he? He was 80 years old at the time. So the Gzeira of Kol HaBein HaYil HaRayot HaShlichu was when he was born. It didn't last for 80 years. It lasted maybe 3 months or 9 months. So this Gzeira didn't apply. So it's an interesting raya that the Maral is bringing. That he was still worried about a Gzeira of Kol HaBein HaYil HaRayot HaShlichu that's 80 years later. Okay? But his proof is that you see Shevet Levi would not exempt, they did not get under the radar screen in terms of other Gzeiras. So the Gzeiras that applied to Mitzrayim indeed applied to Shevet Levi as well. And it could be that he took their babies also, 150 in the morning, 150 in the evening, could be they were taken from Shevet Levi as well. So for that, our intent to Moshe Rabbeinu, ala Rishonu on Mitzrayim. You want to be Moshe Feilu, you want to add more people to the problems, we have enough problems, even those who are not serving by Avodas Perach, they're still having Gzeiras in Mitzrayim. According to that pshat then, Ma'aseh Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Zakkai, Rabbi Tarfon, so they too could say the Avodah Meinu in the Pyre Mitzrayim. Maybe they didn't have the Avodas Perach, but the Shibur Mitzrayim was there on them just as well, and they too have to sit by the Seder and say that V'ilu lo yaseyanu wanu ma'ayim wanu nishubadim l'Pyre Mitzrayim, Shevet Levi, all the Levim have to save that as well. So you have the various pshatim and the rishonim of how they got out of being the Avodas Perach. The Gzeiras were on them as well, says the Gur Aryeh. Since the Chacham learns the Gzeiras, even the Avodas Perach was on the Nashim also. But either way, the Shevet Levi have what to be thankful for getting out of the Shibud of Mitzrayim. A good shot. Yeah.